Do you have a spare $1.7 to $2 billion in your wallet, anybody? Could you buy the Minnesota Twins? Who do you want to buy the Minnesota Twins might be the bigger question. The team, the Pollad family, putting the team up for sale this week, or at least making known that they're planning on doing that. There's a lot to unpack here, Pete, not the least of which is this is a family-owned business that has been family-owned for a really long time. So it really is, I want to say first and foremost, it's kind of a sad day that the team is being put up for sale by the Pollads, because it was a family business. The Pollads were here. I don't think most people who are fans of this team are shedding a single tear, however.
No. they're not, and I think there's a good reason for some of that, quite frankly. I mean, the trade deadline, and even to start the season, and all the different things that we started off pretty nicely, Dave. I mean, we talked about it, but the problem was we were beating the teams that were not so great, and we weren't able to beat the teams with winning records. And all you got to do is take a look at the Minnesota Twins and say, well, they're pretty much exactly what we've thought all year and maybe for the last couple of years. They're kind of a coin flip. They're 50-50, and that's where we find ourselves. And it seems like this year we had the bats. They were working. We needed a little bit more from the pitching, in my opinion. And I say that as a casual baseball fan. But just looking at the numbers and how they all lined up, and I don't want to always be that guy who does that, but we just didn't pick up anybody. You know, we had the trade deadline, and there was an opportunity there because we have the bats, we need more help with pitching, and then suddenly we just started that tumble. And come September, we had one of the worst Septembers probably ever for the Minnesota Twins. So very disappointing, but now I guess the big question is, who buys them? How much are they really worth? And, you know, there's a lot of different is it somebody locally or is it somebody outside of Minnesota that really sees value here? Because when you look at it, we're at the bottom quartile of value in terms of baseball teams in the Major League Baseball. Some of them are up as much as $7 billion. We're talking about 1.3, 1.4, maybe it's 1.8, something like that. But the present values that I looked at was somewhere closer to $1.5 billion. And who's going to do that? Is it going to be the Marty Davis family? Cambria? Are they capable of doing it? Is Jeff
it going to be local at all?
Yeah, it could. Or could it be the guys that, you know, I'm still nervous about what they did, but Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie. You know, however that unfolds over time with the Timberwolves, but then you've got a guy like Jeff Bezos. The guy's only worth $205 billion. He could step in there right now. I don't know if he'd realize that it even got out of his bank account.
He wouldn't run down the hall for that much money.
According to some, it's only $204.9 billion.
So I exaggerated.
So really interestingly, Bezos is someone I was like, gosh, would he do that? Would he make a play for a baseball team, middle of the country, bottom quartile of the league, as you said. He did try to get the Commanders in 2023, but he was outbid. I think – so I'll say let's eliminate some, first of all, because I don't think Ziggy Wilf or Leopold are going to buy the Twins.
I don't think so either. No.
I think they're in on their business, and they're going places with their business. To me, one of the really interesting aspects here is the idea of – Mark Lurie, A-Rod, making this deal for a couple reasons. One, obviously, Alex Rodriguez is a baseball guy, so it makes a whole lot of sense if they decided that. Two, a reminder, we still don't know who actually owns the Timberwolves, right? I mean, I didn't miss news here that they're still fighting over this. If somehow Glenn Taylor remains the owner of the Timberwolves, Mark Lurie and Alex Rodriguez now have money to buy if they want to. I think that's really interesting. I don't love the idea of an out-of-state owner.
Although it works with the Vikings, right?
It does work with the Vikings.
The Vikings, when you look at the Wilfs and what they've been able to do, the stadium, about as beautiful as any stadium in all of football, I think, and the facilities that they've got and all of the time, the effort, and obviously the money that they've put into this thing. Now, the one thing about Bezos, and you brought that up as far as like the Washington Commanders, the NFL is a totally different world than I think Major League Baseball. And the valuations are completely different because I don't even know what the lowest valuation is right now in the NFL. But if I was to throw out a guess, I'd say the lowest is probably $4.5-5 billion at this point in time. And yeah. I might be wrong. It might be more than that. But when you look around with baseball, there's a lot of opportunities for people to be able to be involved, but it's not going to have the same – I don't think you have that same runway unless you're somebody like the Yankees who's already worth $8 billion and the Dodgers, they're worth like $6 billion. But I think there's a whole group of teams out there from San Diego on down where you're under $2 billion as far as what people are looking at. And who do these investors want to do that? That's the one interesting thing for Bezos, though, is like we said, if you're worth $204.9 billion, I don't know, is $1.6 billion or $1.8 billion going to even I don't even know if that registers. So, you know, there is a lot of wealth out there these days. But it's more of it gets tracked towards the NFL or the NBA and then maybe Major League Baseball.
What's really interesting, too, is you have to wonder if this is a good investment, either short term or long term. Right. I mean, the current labor deal expires in 2026. And we have seen already that owners, players are not seeing eye to eye on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be an issue. So, you know, who's going to swoop in buying the team when the idea that there may be a labor dispute coming up, mm-hmm. right, is how is that going to play out in some of that? So I love this. Okay, this is my favorite thing. I want right answers, but I also want wrong answers as to who could buy the Minnesota Twins on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line. 651-461-9226, right answers and or wrong answers only. Me personally, I would love to see The Rock buy a baseball team.
Oh boy,
it's going to be Miami imagine? Then the Marlins. They're only $1 billion. Could you imagine
the dog and pony show that the Twins would end up becoming if a former professional wrestler bought it? I'd say Vince McMahon, but I did watch the Netflix documentary, and I don't want any part of that mess.
Yeah, that's a mess.
That was outstanding. Have you seen that yet?
Front to back.
It's great. If you're a wrestling fan, or even if you're not a big wrestling fan, but loved it in the 80s and 90s, I'm totally going off topic here. It was one of the best documentaries I've seen in a long time.
Hey, Dave.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, sorry, because I was going to a different topic. But
well, so was I, so you go ahead.
Well, when I look at this, though, one that does make sense, because everybody always likes local, right? And you brought it up, local versus maybe the Wolves, who've done a great job, but nonetheless, they're not local. How about Cargill, McMillan? That one makes a lot of sense because they've got all the money in the world themselves. I mean, they're somewhere between $50 and $60 billion or more. Who knows? But the reality is, that keeps it right here at home, and it's not a big chunk for them, obviously, if you're talking about south of $2 billion. That isn't a huge bite. So that's one that intrigues me because they are so involved in the community in so many different ways, and I think that would be something that would be accepted pretty quickly in Major League Baseball.
We're going to have Phil Miller on at the end of this hour from the Star Tribune, and I would like to ask him about that because you got to believe that the Pollad family probably – will have their choice of, I mean, they can decide who they want to sell it to, right? Mm-hmm. They don't have to sell it to anybody. And for a family that bought, I correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to say they bought that for like, they bought the franchise for what, $40 million? I mean, it was not even close to.
$44 million.
They're going to make a massive chunk of money on this team one way or the other. So I don't know if it's just as simple as who's the highest bidder. Although detractors of the family will probably say that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't happen to believe that. My guess is that they will try to find a high bidder who will also keep the team here. They don't want to see everything that they built just walk out the door and go to the junk. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see that. So they're going to have their choice here. And I like everything you're saying, Pete, is good, right? Cargill's got money. They stay here. They're here. It's local. So I could see a scenario where they only sell to a local buyer who wants to keep it in Minnesota. Is that going to cost a couple points of a million? Maybe. Does it really matter? I don't think so.
I can help them run it. I'd love to be a part of it.
There you go. You want Pete? You going to buy in? You're not.
No, not buy in. No. I just buy in. Do you? Just an employee.
Okay, for me.
It's like the legendary Polk High quarterback Al Bundy used to say. Do you have change for a million?
Yeah. That's great.
Who has change for a million? We'll
Dave
find
Schwartz
out.
Schwartz has change for a million.
Only if you'll take pennies and not as many. We'll have Phil Miller on with us at the bottom of this hour, 11:40. He'll join us. We'll talk more about the Twins.